It's Friday, September 9th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. CISA calls for industry input as we examine new security data, and the first diplomatic consequences for cyber attacks. This is the Business of Tech. We couldn't go a week without revisiting security. CISA is planning to ask industry leaders to help shape cybersecurity incident reporting, per comments from Jen Easterly. This reporting framework follows the law from March requiring that critical infrastructure owners and operators report major cyber attacks to CISA within 72 hours and ransomware attacks within 24. The aviation industry is pushing back on that 24-hour mandate from TSA, and The Record dives into that lobbying effort. Also following up on a previous thread, the Software Bill of Materials. In May 2021, an executive order established them as an initiative for national cybersecurity, and they're back in the news. The White House's Office of Management and Budget is likely to soon issue a memo to those federal agencies detailing how to go about including them in the contracting process per reporting and protocol. Apple's big event was this week. But leading up to it, Apple's indicated that 95% of iCloud users have 2FA enabled ahead of their launch of passkeys. That feature comes in iOS 16, macOS Ventura, and iPadOS 16. Good thing, too, MFA is under fire, with researchers outlining a new phishing and compromise campaign against Microsoft's 365 accounts protected by MFA. Generally, phishing attacks abusing SaaS platforms have increased by 1,100% from June 2021 to June 2022. That from Palo Alto Networks Unit 42. While SaaS spending has surpassed infrastructure as a service, SaaS security is still not a priority. Axonius has released the results of a new research study focused on SaaS usage. The majority of respondents at 74% reported that more than half of their applications are now SaaS-based, and 66% reported spending more on SaaS applications today than a year ago. But amid rising adoption and increasing costs, most organizations reported that SaaS security lagged in urgency and priority. Of those surveyed, 60% ranked SaaS security fourth or lower on their list of current security priorities, and only 34% cited being worried about the costs associated with rising SaaS-based app usage. Some data on the need from RMM provider Action One. The 2022 SMB IT Security Needs Report finds that more than half of SMB respondents at 52% acknowledge they probably or definitely lack the technology and skills required to defend against modern cyber threats. And 60% admit that their IT security is either very limited or needs improvement. Nearly 6 in 10 organizations plan to increase their budget for IT security in 2022 by a moderate amount. Almost one-fourth at 23% plan a significant increase. That courtesy of Channel Pro Network. Why do we care? I included the data on SMB IT security to acknowledge the current state of play. This isn't anything new. What's more interesting to me is the call for comment from the industry on incident reporting. Literally a call for help from the industry, asking for expertise from those with IT and experience understanding its impacts. It's easy to criticize government without analysis, and I will hold this up as another reason to be open-minded and engaged in the process. So get out there and comment. And this one, I wanted to break out on its own, quoting the AP. Albania cut diplomatic ties with Iran and expelled the country's embassy staff over a major cyber attack nearly 2 months ago that was allegedly carried out by Tehran on Albanian government websites, the prime minister said Wednesday. The move by NATO member Albania was the first known case of a country cutting diplomatic relations over a cyber attack. Why do we care? This is a milestone. I've previously cited NATO declaring cyber the same as physical war, and here's the further progress along those lines. Cyber is the same as physical here and should be treated as such. In the fight against today's cyber criminals, we are much stronger as a community.
That's why Huntress is proud to launch the Huntress Neighborhood Watch Program, a collection of resources designed to help elevate the broader security community. To kick off the Neighborhood Watch Program, Huntress is offering internal use licenses. These licenses will be available to the entire MSP community, regardless of if you are a Huntress partner or not, and will give you unrestricted access to the Huntress Managed Security Platform and their team 24/7 threat hunters. Harden your defenses, protect your own backyard, and better serve your customers by joining the Neighborhood Watch Program. Join the neighborhood or learn more at huntress.com/neighborhood.
Thanks for listening. Today is International Box Wine Day. Picked that one for my wife. And it's National When Pigs Fly Day. That one for all kinds of tools vendors. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.